This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret. I think you want to know. Dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Thursday, October 21st, 2021. We have the usual Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, Nikki, and our special guest this morning who did not bring breakfast.
I know.
Scott
Big
Caparo.
Surprise.
Well, I tried to make something, but our stovetop busted this morning. Have no
this
idea.
This morning?
Why. Yes, I know.
Liars as well?
I know. I made dinner last night.
Nobody
at yoga
falls
and
for that.
He was about to, Sarah.
What?
You just need to give it a second.
I needed to
marinate for a second.
I was going to poach an apple for you all with cloves.
Oh, my God. Stop.
And fresh organic cinnamon from Thailand. Hello.
I go, hey, do you want some coffee? He goes, what is that? Safeway coffee?
Oh, Jesus.
And I go, no, it's Costco coffee. And he goes, even worse.
And then
John goes, it's neither one of those, you guys. It's Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Ooh. And then, yeah.
He goes, Dunkin' Donuts. Well, tell me about your milk.
For
God's sakes.
I know.
The milk is homogenized and pasteurized, Vinny. I can't drink that. You know this, right?
It's whole milk.
It's homogenized.
How about I tell you something? Try drinking it black like you're supposed to, for God's sakes.
God. Yeah, you little bitch.
Okay. I guess I could try it and then, I don't know, swell up like a blueberry or something. I need something fresh, organic, locally produced. Right?
He settled for a cup of tea.
Yeah, I brought my...
So whiny. I'm telling you, I'll say this. He's so needy. So many times... Oh, my God.
He
comes over here, Vinny. We've got the whole bar set up outside with the poker table, and he's coming. You know what he wants to drink? Fucking tea.
Tea, yeah.
So I got to go in three times and boil water for him and make him a fresh cup of tea three times during this game.
I'm driving. I can't be boozing up like
How you How about guys? Water? How's water for
no,
you?
No, I can't have cold water. It disrupts the internal fire. My digestive fires cannot be
You're a good friend and a nice host. I would have told him to fuck yourself. You want tea? Drive down to Starbucks and get it, because that's not happening here.
I brought my own tea bags today because I didn't want to cause any problems. See? So there you go.
My tea bags aren't good enough for him.
Well, this
So he
cream.
Knew to get tea bags, but he forgot your breakfast.
Yes, yes. Well, this is organic cream with dandelion. If anyone would like some, I have an extra bag right here.
Truth is, Scott, you are... exactly who you are, and no one should have expected anything different. Sarah, it's on you.
Yes.
I knew he wasn't bringing you breakfast. Please stop.
Thank you very much.
He has brought me breakfast, though, before.
Yeah.
I guess I was just becoming accustomed to that.
I barely
made it. That's important to me in the style to which I've become accustomed.
In the storm of the century, I barely made it here. I risked my life coming over the grade.
I did feel bad as
Lord.
I looked out at the absolute downpour that we're experiencing
and it's,
here.
By the way, the first morning, my husband's back in a month. He just got back from Brazil last night.
So he's sleeping in.
Well, he's, Kapoor, you have to look after me. I think I have the COVID. I'm like, honey, what are your symptoms? My head hurts a little bit. I'm hungry. I'm like, that's not COVID. That's you. So I was trying to make him some eggs this morning. I'm like, it's not working. He's like, work harder. Make it work. Kapoor, you can't leave me here like this. So that's what I left.
That poor dear. You must have been so bummed to leave.
A little bit stressed out. And then, I didn't have time to do my chanting this morning or my meditation.
Oh, no.
I couldn't shave my testicles. I'm a mess. I'm just saying. You said I looked tired when I came in. That's what hairy balls and no chanting looks like.
I've never seen you look tired before, and I feel like maybe you were squinting at the road or something, because I've never really seen you. Of course, we're all getting older.
Yeah.
Are you going to be 60 this year?
I'll be 59.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, dude.
What are you telling people?
I'll be 55.
All right. Vinny?
Me?
Yeah.
He'll be 53.
I'm not even 50 yet.
Oh, my God. You're right. I forgot about that. 43 forever. Forever. 43 forever.
I wrote it on the board and stopped there.
All right. Well, it's all an illusion, age, anyway. We are exactly what we are, right? So I feel fresh and unshaved, and that's my age. Mm.
You know, even though Scott gives me a ton of shit off on the air, you were actually so sweet as he came in. And he's sitting in Guitar John's spot, and we've got him on John's computer, and we're actually sitting side by side, like we can hold hands. Can you see my?
Yeah, no, oh, yes, I do see you.
Why wouldn't you?
COVID. Yeah,
so anyway, he was saying really nice. Thank you. That was very. I'm trying to learn to take compliments better, right, Nikki?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
And so that leads me to Nikki.
What was sweet that he was saying?
No, he was just saying nice things about the studio. He was.
Oh okay.
Beautiful.
Oh. It is nice.
What does that have to do?
I mean, studio.
Nothing. I was trying to segue into taking
How
a compliment.
She said I was really pretty on the Zoom yesterday, and I said, thanks, I have a skin condition right now.
You didn't say thanks. You said, oh, I have a skin condition. Yeah. I'm like, okay, but on the Zoom, you look real pretty.
What's your condition? What do you got?
No, it's just, I don't know what happened, but like my face just got really, really dry and flaky out of nowhere, but like really badly.
Oh,
and
like
that's
called winter.
Kind of stuff?
Winter happens. Winter. You know what? My hands are so dry right now, I could crack them.
Yeah, but on my face, though, I never had that because I moisturize. So I think my
Are you
face...
drinking enough water? Are you hydrating properly?
No.
Do you have any sesame oil at home?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, that's a
so
problem.
that's why. And then
should you get some organic sesame oil that's unfiltered?
I don't know. All right.
Oh, boy.
Bring it to a boil.
Can we do recipes for face shit later?
Let it cool and then massage your entire body with sesame oil. Leave it on for 20 minutes. Take a shower and that dryness will go away.
Oh.
Okay, or do that.
Put a little bit up your nose, too.
Jesus Christ. Up your nose?
In your ears. Get in your ears, up your nose. Yeah.
Okay. I think the last part was a lie, but I will do that.
No, it's all in your nose every morning.
Okay. I'll try that.
Just a little bit.
This may explain some of your nose problems.
My nose is exquisite. My nose problem.
Exquisite.
It is.
Fixed. Well, it's been fixed by a professional in Oakland.
Well, that might be the cause.
No, anyway.
So Oakland.
Yeah, a little sesame oil.
I have to go back in.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, actually, it's so funny because Benny says his hands are cracked. I'm like, I got to get my moisturizer. It's true. Like, your hands just get so
That's just going to
so
make it
dry.
Worse.
No,
don't
this
put
is.
Shit on your hands.
This is so. Smell that. It's so nice.
I can't smell anything.
Oh, never mind then. Oh yeah, with
God,
your exquisite nose.
That's a sign of COVID right there.
Your nose. Well, let's start with it doesn't smell stuff.
Oh, man. Sitting fucking 2 feet away from Sarah.
It's clogged with sesame oil or whatever the hell. Hemp seed oil or whatever.
No, because, you know, I had a little issue a few weeks ago.
Okay.
With what?
Elaborate.
Go on.
He had COVID.
I did.
Yeah. What?
I did. Yeah. That's why I was at home the whole time.
And Sarah doesn't
and
know
you
that.
You came over here today.
Oh God. It was last month. I'm free and clear, and I've had the test. I'm negative. The whole thing.
Oh, you? Yeah.
Oh my God.
When is the last time I saw you?
For a second.
It's been about a month.
Get the fuck out of here! Holy shit.
You had COVID. You lied to me. You lied to me because you said I sat out something because there was a COVID scare.
There was. And I wasn't feeling bad. I was feeling bad, but I hadn't been tested yet. But I stayed home. And stayed home for 2 weeks, actually.
So you lied to me.
I didn't tell anyone. I didn't want to freak people
out. It was a lie of omission.
It was. I didn't want people calling and hammering away. My sister didn't help. That would have been nice if she'd helped. But anyway, I stayed home.
Well, she's busy working with your dad, who you don't help with.
Who's not ill.
Oh, you should have gone and visited your dad.
I know. I should have coughed on his pillows.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh my God.
I know. I should have licked his lazy boy. Anyway, so yeah.
How was it?
I was really not well for like 12 hours. Really, really not well. And then by the next day, I got up, made dinner. I was okay. And then I was all right after that for a week. And then I went back to work. I did what everybody does. You know, I stayed in. I got tested twice. I home tested negative. I went to the...
Oh, my God. I'm sitting next to the
vector. I know. I went to looking right at you, Sarah.
I went to the place where we go downtown to get tested officially.
Mm-hmm.
Negative. So, went back to work. That was a week. I've been back for a week. It's fine.
Scoot
I feel great.
Further
actually,
to your left, Sarah.
My doctor said...
No wonder you look tired.
I called my GP and he's like, you're actually...
Can I just go outside
he's
the
like,
store?
You're actually stronger now than
Roll
most people.
Right
I said,
out
why?
Here.
He said, because you've been vaxxed and had it.
Yeah, hop on your Lucy and go somewhere else.
Oh, like... Like, because you had it, so you have the antibodies and you're vaccinated.
He said, he said, even if you got it again, you could never give it to anyone anyway.
Oh, God. Is that...
This is the biggest load of horseshit I've ever heard.
Don't worry. You can go anywhere you want, no matter what you got.
I'm telling you what my doctor said. He said, your... And NPR ran a story on this. I knew you guys don't read anything. But anyway, on NPR, they said...
Oh, slam us while you're busy giving COVID to Sarah. Great job.
You're on your little world, and you're on little anti-COVID world.
That's okay, you guys. I just won't come to work for a while. Hey, Nikki could be louder.
So yeah,
I can.
But yeah, thank you for your concern about my health. I'm fine.
Pot it up over there.
Thank you very much.
I asked. I said, how are you now? You look tired. I've never seen you look tired. I'm telling you,
that's
made
me get in a car and I couldn't shave and I couldn't eat my boiled apple. But yeah, so anyway, I'm all right.
So you lost your sense of smell?
Yes.
And it hasn't returned.
That's why this morning was so scary, because I'm trying to turn on the stovetop and I can hear the gas going up, but there's no spark. And I'm like, how much gas is on? Am I going to gas myself in my flat right now without even knowing it?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Let's hope you turned that off.
Yeah. So I kept trying to turn it on. So yeah, I'm all right. But you know what? Another thing that this NPR story said, that if you've had it, your little, all your cells are caked in antibodies. So you can't really give it to anyone. But anyway, it also said your sense of smell may be gone for 90 days.
Oh, you might be a long hauler, right?
I don't know. But
I feel people with all kinds of problems.
But it also
problems.
Said that it's likely that everyone will have it. That's what the article said. That's why I was reading the article.
That everyone's going to get
at
some point?
Yeah, like the cold or flu. At some point, everyone will get a cold and flu. It'll be like that. I don't know. This is what I'm reading. I have no idea. Once you get it, you're
strong like... Strong argument for just staying home.
Yeah, I stayed home for 2 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah. But I mean, I also stayed home because my husband was away. And there's nothing... You know, I was at home. And we had no plans to go anywhere. And I canceled the show. And, you know, I was getting work done. You guys don't seem concerned now. You just seem worried.
I'm very worried for myself.
We're worried about Sarah now.
Why?
No reason.
No reason. It's
fine. I know I'm negative. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, that's true. So a while ago, I was trying to segue into
sorry about
Nicole
that.
Nicole not being able to take a compliment.
Fucked up her segue by asking what the compliments were.
So we got some feedback yesterday that was... I really felt like I was well within the bounds of what we
normally do here.
Technically, right. You know, but I don't want to seem like a coercive bitch, even though I
don't think you are.
I wanted to kind of clear that up with you, because I guess you're really the only person that I worried about how they felt about this whole thing.
Yeah, no, when I got your text, I was like, did I do something to upset Sarah? Like, I don't know, but I was fine with it. I guess people are really looking in between the lines of things. And I was just, I'm not really open about it, but it's just kind of part of like the whole lying thing that I do and stuff. That's what I was doing.
Okay.
But in all honesty.
Oh, I'm sorry. Like, did she just admit that she does this lying thing all the time?
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
In all honesty, though, nothing has happened.
Oh, no, so, I believe you, actually. Yes. I feel like I would have got that out of you, because I'm a coercive bitch, according to these people. All right, so one lady, or possibly man, Lee, said, you guys are invading Nicole's privacy. This borders on harassment. So that's the first one I saw, and I went, oh, were we harassing her? So I don't want to, I actually, believe it or not, don't want to harass you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that sensibilities have changed so much in the time that we've been in radio. And there was a time when I got into radio when I would have taken any amount of abuse to get airtime. Like, that's what you did as an intern or as a young upstart. You would have done what
fly these days,
whatever anybody asked you to do. You'd go, I'm in. Let me get some airtime and some practice. It doesn't fly anymore. And I actually realized that and it's with Coco that I've felt it the most, where I find myself going, I don't feel comfortable even asking her a normal question I'd ask someone else, because I realize that she's a younger person and she's someone who...
She's new to the show.
I mean, I don't feel like I have any meanness towards her And I don't think mean is great entertainment, but I do think sometimes when you're trying to
squeeze a story out of somebody,
you do things that you feel normal are normal, And right. yet, mm-hmm. I think that sensibilities have changed considerably. So I'm not surprised you got pushback. I'm not.
They and the other thing is that, you know, it's hard because every office place, every work environment has its own dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
And our dynamic really is, I mean, especially Vinny and me, because we've worked together for so long. And Bryn and I have, you know, we have like a whole thing going on where we just poke at each other all the time because that's how you find something good for the air. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? You just do a little bit of poking until you go, oh, that got well, I'll pursue that when it matters on the air. So, you know, I
a little bit of friendly torture can be entertaining
torture.
Sometimes.
I honestly thought yesterday was hilarious.
Well, here is what somebody named S says. Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, I think Nikki's a lively girl, obviously very hardworking and committed to her job. This morning was one of many examples of how obviously uncomfortable she is talking about her personal life. I had to leave the show after 15 minutes and came back a few minutes later and left again. It feels like you guys are harassing her at this point. Also, it's the same over and over. She's trying to participate, but the nervous giggling. Oh, they don't like your nervous giggling,
well,
Nikki.
No,
you got to stop giggling and just spill it.
Honestly,
I mean, don't do that. That only
I've always gotten, I get a lot of haters ever since I started working here. A lot of people don't like my laughing. So maybe I'll just stop laughing altogether.
No, I mean.
Yeah, become a very dour person.
I'll just be more depressed. I guess.
People like Scott, where everything is just doom and gloom.
Yeah, no, yeah. A lot.
What were you trying to reveal about yourself that you were being harassed about?
Wasn't actually trying to reveal anything. No. I was digging because she's been seeing this guy and I mm-hmm. wanted the deets. Yeah.
So Coco's the only single person on the show that is dating. We were trying to see what they've been up to and how far they've gone. So we were asking her questions.
Yeah.
Right. And this person thought that we were a little hard.
Has he fingered you?
No, nothing.
See,
nothing
questions like that, Scott, are the reason.
Like that.
Right, exactly.
Oh,
questions
sorry.
Like that.
Sorry, my nerve is giggling. I'll stop.
We got that answer.
All right.
Yeah, and we didn't think anything wrong until these emails came through. Like, yeah.
Oh,
shit.
Just a couple people with just, and I, as I thought about it, I went, I can see how it seemed that way. And I would just like to say this. I'm never trying to make anyone truly uncomfortable. And if you feel like something I've said to you is disrespectful, I'd actually be fine if you said, I don't like where that's going.
I feel that way on the show all the time.
Fuck you, Scott. Get out of here.
Please. Oh, sorry.
You exposed me to COVID.
Sorry.
I have COVID now, you guys.
We're going to change your name to Free Plug. You get out of here, you.
Free Plug. It's a good drag name. Actually. Well, Nicole, if you do finger, use sesame oil.
Why?
For God's sake.
Oh, that's a good lube, huh?
Nice lube, yeah.
Oh,
you're going to pour that on Beefcake's finger before he does you. Okay.
Just pour it everywhere. Oh, my God. You guys should take a bath in sesame oil.
I mean,
you might
decide to avoid pregnancy to start with anal intercourse. So if you do, it's really good for that. So.
Oh, okay. Well, people know how Sarah and I feel about that. That's a no. Yeah. So. Yeah.
You want to hear a weird story I heard one time?
Go ahead.
Someone I know said that someone they know. The first time that they did it, the guy did her in the butt.
Oh, the guy did her in
the butt. The guy did her in the butt. The first time. Like
by accident?
No. The first time they did it, he did her in the ass. And I was like, I don't even know what that says
she
about you.
But does in the asshole I heard that before she ever lost her virginity?
Some
no.
Do that as
no,
like
her first.
No,
time doing
this was just. This isn't about virginity. This isn't about church. This isn't any of that. This is a guy and a girl, two grown-ups, grown-up-ish, I guess, younger than now, mm-hmm. obviously. But the guy, apparently, when they did it for the first time. He went straight for the asshole. And I heard that and I thought, I don't know if that's like a show of hostility or what. Like, what is that?
I think I know him.
Who does that? Have you ever had a guy put it right in your butthole and go for that the first time?
More than twice.
Not you, Scott. I mean, Sarah or Coco.
I have never had that happen.
No.
I have had it asked of me. And
I feel like that's
maybe
something you work up
maybe
to.
Maybe he didn't know. Maybe he
yeah. Not the first time. Like I was really surprised by that.
Well,
yeah.
Were you talking to the girl or the guy about this? You talked to the girl about this, right? Or
are you asking me?
Yeah, asking you, Vin.
It was a friend of the girl who said, Okay. This girl and this guy, when they went out the first time that they did it, he got her in the butt.
So she was obviously willing, though.
She didn't stop him, no. And she didn't. Right. And they were together the next, like after that. They were together.
Wow.
It was I'm not trying to spill anybody's tea, as they say. I was so tripped out by that being this dude's first move that mm-hmm. I don't know if that's like how you set the table for our sex right. life's going to be gnarly. Yeah. I don't know. I just feel
here's
like,
the bar.
Yeah.
To tell you the truth, I mean the thing about anal for me was something I tried many, many boring years into our relationship. I was like, hey, let's try this and see if that's something we can add to the, which it wasn't. It was a one day only special. But that's the thing. Like, you need to find ways to spice things up, and if you start with the fucking cayenne pepper up the nose on the first go round, like, where do you go from there? Is the next thing, you know, you're suspended together in a straitjacket, and two cars are coming screaming at you through the air?
This all sounds like you guys don't know what you're doing in bed.
That is true. Please explain to us.
Well, the gays, you know, for the gays, anal sex is first base. That's the first thing. You get it out of the way, then we know where we are here.
Okay, what's after that?
You might, kissing's maybe third base.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's all backwards.
So backwards. Okay. Anal, oral, kissing, and then fourth base, you're like, what's
your
last name?
There's no fourth base. The home run,
right?
So the home run would be like a conversation then, right?
Oh, you actually have talk over coffee.
Yeah, let's talk about this. Yeah, talk feelings. Fourth base. So yeah,
Too far.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I mean, it's just anal intercourse. Actually, it seems less intimate to me than vaginal, because vaginal can produce life. Anal is just like...
He has a valid point there.
You know, anal, you can get a pizza in the microwave.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe this... Maybe this was one of those things where in that person's mind they thought, I don't have a condom and I'll just do it in the rear end. So that's,
of course, she'll be accepting of that.
Well, but I've said this before, that I think that in an effort to try and be respectful, I'm more careful than that. But I can't imagine in any scenario the first time I'm doing a girl to be like, I'm putting it here, and I'm not asking. We're doing this.
Well, you said that they were together the next day, so he called her. I mean, he didn't like.
Oh
do
no,
it,
they're then... yeah, they were.
They were a thing.
They became a thing after that. Well, but that was their first try, and I just thought, holy.
Maybe
smokes.
They met in a backdoor chat room, like, you know.
I don't think so. I think this guy just had those kind of cojones and just went, "Here's what we're doing."
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine.
What's his name?
I don't know.
All right.
You can find
What's his number?
He's around. I'm fine. Wait, your husband's home. Don't forget. All right. Yeah. Just because you're here alone with me. I can't imagine ever going down that dirt road without a conversation.
I don't know.
Whether
you know,
or not
maybe,
I was even
why
willing
do you guys make
to...
such a big deal out of the back door? It's just why?
I don't think it is. Scott. I don't think it's a big deal. What I'm saying
it is a
big deal for that to be the first thing you try in a heterosexual relationship. In my opinion,
I bet there are people
who go, well, that's crazy, Vin. You're such a prude. It's totally possible that that's the case. The other side of it is, I wonder if a girl who's with a guy for the first time is most vulnerable that time than, say, the second, third, fourth, or fifth, or sixth. Like,
mm-hmm.
What do you
maybe
mean?
She so feels hesitant to say anything. Like, does he know he's
like
in
she
my
likes
asshole?
Him so much, right?
What
she
if someone,
yikes!
Okay, Vin, but what if someone, a woman, let's say a woman, just for
right.
Let's say a woman's blowing you, and uh-huh. then first time, goes down on you, which is fine. Like,
you're
you
right.
know, you know, you're sure. in the car. And then she slips a finger up the bum. So the first time. Is
right.
that too much? Is that
it's not too much for me, but on the other hand, I might think like, yeah, I might think if I had time to think about it and I might be like, wow, she really went like that's.
Uh-huh.
Right.
That she doesn't know
like
if I just got out of the shower
extra
or not.
Sprinkles. Mm-hmm. Like, right. She doesn't have any idea about your asshole or your feelings about it.
This is
people have very strong feelings about it.
So this is about the asshole, right? It's about that. Not the gender or.
Not anyway. The gender, just right. the asshole.
So mm-hmm. Catholic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, look, you have said this, and I don't have the quote specifically, but avoiding poop is a big part of
anal sex.
It is.
Right. I mean, that's, I guess,
so you think
where I'm coming
at least
from.
Ask the question.
When I say that is, I like a little butt play. I enjoy mm-hmm. it. But I do think I need to come straight from the shower when we're going to do that.
And I
true that.
And I need to have recently taken a shit. Yeah, I don't want anything, you know, in the Bombay.
Yeah. I kind of
want
to know what's coming. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would like someone to say, "Have you recently taken a shit?"
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Then I would be able to
yeah.
say,
"Yeah,
no, and you better not even try it."
Whatever the code word is, bombs away or yeah. Geronimo, whatever yeah. you know, you need to
whatever.
Know. Like, whoa,
Geronimo.
Yeah.
It's kind of like
if you're gonna rim somebody, you want to take them to dinner first. You know what they've had. That's nice.
That's just a bad.
Feed them lots of pineapple. Is that
yeah,
what is?
Yeah,
the...
you want to know what they've had first. Yeah, I don't mind a bit of butt play in the first date. The thing is, if I go to kind of,
really,
if I go,
that's weird. First base is anal.
Huh? If I go to their house though, and I'm in the house and it's all about butt, then I get a bit intimidated. Like I went to this guy's house and he had some dirty underwear nailed over his computer screen, and. It just, the place didn't seem clean. And I'm like,
was this the guy in Germany that you got in a cage and he pissed all over you?
No, this is somebody else.
Nice.
This is different from poo. But this guy was really into the poo thing. And I'm like, oh.
He just actually liked poo.
Yeah, he had a glass table. I just couldn't.
You did it.
I tried because I was a guest, but I couldn't do it. And I'm like, this is just not my thing. I'm just not, I don't like Benny. I'm not judging you. I don't, what you do, it's fine. It's just, I really, really liked him. He had a mohawk. He's really cute, but I just couldn't do it. And I felt bad because I felt like he thought, because I couldn't, that I was judging him. Like, I'm so sorry. I'm not into it.
I'd really love to take a shit on your coffee
Seriously.
Table. I just cannot produce one.
I had brown rice. It's really hard. It takes a while. I don't know what excuse I use, red meat, but I just couldn't. I just produced a deer pellet like that, had teeth and hair. I just couldn't produce anything that he wanted, like, you know. So that was too much. That's too much for me. That's where I draw the line. And he put that out there the first date. Like you said, he put it out there. Like, this is what we're doing. And I'm like, I walked away from it. We're still friends, kind of. But, yeah. So I could, yeah. So it's good. It's kind of good in a way if they put it out there. Right? And say, uh-huh. this is.
Maybe that was the case. I didn't mean to sidetrack us, though. Let's get back on track. What were you going to do, Sarah?
There is literally no more tracking. We're out of time.
Yeah.
Moral
of the story is I was fine with what Sarah was asking me. Sorry if it came off differently, but, you know, there's another person in this, and maybe he doesn't want his business out either. Yeah.
Well, so that's the problem with dating someone in radio. Yeah. I hate to
that's
say
what?
It.
You but, you know, all's good,
oh,
and
boy.
I won't giggle
She's
so much
again,
anymore,
everyone.
So you're welcome.
Totally She's harassing
yeah.
her again.
Get her.
Asked to not harass her, and she's harassing her right now.
It doesn't really just single out me. It singles out all of us. It says we as a group,
we're
all over
I had
them.
Fun yesterday, so... That's
did
all that
you?
I did.
So
I really did.
I did. I started to feel really bad about it.
I know
it,
you did.
I just
your text,
don't want you to feel
like
I don't respect your privacy if you specifically told me something not to ask you.
Yeah. Well, and if I had an issue with it, I would have.
Yeah,
said
you can shut it down. You
for
say
sure.
something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, good for you.
I'll put my big girl pants on. I can take it.
I know. you said that. I can take it. I was like, you're fine.
Does this guy know that what you do for a living? Is he you're an on-air personality?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
His mother sent him into us.
Oh.
Yeah.
One of those things.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So he has to know that there's some of that going on. But, you know, it's true. I mean, there's a fine line. Vinny and I feel like our lines are pushed pretty far back after all this time working with each other. There's not a whole lot you could. Because even if Vinny asked me something and I really, truly wasn't comfortable with it, I'd just say, I'm just not going to answer that. And I feel like you'd be able to say the same thing. And it's,
but you're the boss.
But you're always feeling no. That's the thing.
Power.
I don't want to be the boss.
You have the power, and she's powerless.
Right. And so I wouldn't want to abuse that. That's actually you've just cut right to the heart of it.
Titty rubbing, Nicole? Any titty rubbing?
No.
He's not your boss, you do not have to answer.
Titty rubbing? No titty rubbing.
Right. No. Hmm. I mean, okay.
3 hours though in his apartment and nothing.
Wow. Well,
they watched a show.
Getting to know.
Well,
the kids are different.
Or she's not telling us. Either
no,
way,
that's the truth.
Right. Yeah.
We give.
And it's totally fine. Yeah. You can say
we wave the white
say.
Flag. We're done. Right. We surrender.
Maybe she's not into it.
We lose.
She likes him, but not into it.
Everybody.
We lose. We lose.
The show loses. Thanks, Coco.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Coco.
You're
Super.
Welcome.
Show loses. All right.
Tongues?
Can't
tongues.
Wait till we get this guy on the show.
Any tongues? Oh, God. No tongues? No tongues?
Oh, yeah, tongues.
No.
No.
Tongues. You guys didn't tongue kiss after 3 hours together? Okay.
Whatever.
My bad. I'm very sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Share what
I'm
you want.
Again. Sorry.
All right. Yeah. Now
you're more of a. You're less. You're more like a mom. That she's just being your mom, Nicole. She's not being.
No,
like
I know. Yeah, I know.
Bad mom. I'm a terrible mom.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not true.
You don't know.
No, you don't know. You're not
a
kid.
You.
You're an actual.
That's
kid.
A terrible
that's true.
Child. Okay. Well.
All right.
Scott.
On that note.
Yes.
You have a show coming up at Devil's Canyon. What is it?
Yes, on Saturday at Devil's Canyon. Yay!
And what town is that in?
That's in San Carlos.
Oh, so people should visit you in San Carlos?
Yes, please do.
So go to scottcaparo.com.
Bring your vax cards or your test results from the last 72 hours, if you don't mind. It's a huge venue. It's the ex-Tesla factory. So it's in, like 30
oh,
feet
wow.
high ceilings.
Oh, you've done this before.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, this is
it's
big.
Huge.
So you need to get some bodies in there.
Yeah, there's more than enough space for you to sit 6 feet apart from people because we've sold 7 tickets so far. So
yeah,
it's
oh, yeah.
Be
you'll have,
but anyway,
you'll have your own
space.
Square acre.
It's going to be there. Yeah, the bar's gorgeous. It's really nice. And all COVID restrictions and obligations and all that are being
followed.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Well, you were a delight today.
Nice
I have to say,
you.
Getting you away from your husband is absolutely the ticket to a good
Is that
Scott.
What this is about? Getting me out of the house, getting me here? Is that what it's about?
I don't want to say that, but yes.
Right. Yeah, it makes it a better show.
You should visit a lot more often, Scott.
You should.
I want to come stay in your house, Vinny, because it's so nice. I've never been there.
He's got an extra bedroom.
Yeah, it's so it. Far. You wouldn't
Cuddles.
Like it.
I love
and our
it
power
there.
Goes out all the time.
Oh, he loves
it's
Santa
my
Cruz.
Valley. It's Scott Valley. It's my valley. Come on.
That's Scott's
fun.
Valley.
It'd be fun.
You're living
that
in his territory there.
Is
man.
Funny. I hadn't thought of that. You're right. This is your town.
That's a good one.
It's your valley.
And sometimes I stay in San
right.
Cruz at that condo so we can just pop in. Little snacks and stuff. And
you know what? There's too much renter protection. I'd never get rid of you. You'd be like, we're staying. Fuck
yeah,
off. And I wouldn't have anything to say about it. I'd be like, great.
Yeah, I know.
Don't come in.
You
We've got COVID, turns out.
No. I had it. I've moved on. I'm COVID extra. I'm COVID negative.
I would also like to say thank you to our listeners who clearly have the various people on this show's backs when they feel like someone's under attack. You can always send us an email, Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. And I, for one, welcome the criticism.
I think it's
criticism.
Just old-fashioned misogyny on their point. I mean, why shouldn't Nicole just be able to express what she does or be harassed by another woman? Women talk like this about sex
oh
and stuff
God.
All the time. So what? We just heard how women behave. We
I don't want to make her uncomfortable. It's actually not my intention to make her uncomfortable.
But you can't control
I would like to hear if anybody else has had that happen. I'd be really curious to see what that was all about for them. If
and
they
how
did
they
it,
handled it,
the
if they did it at all. That's
like,
actually, that's a good
Yeah,
point.
And the first time, that's
oh,
a,
that.
I, to me, that's a real shock.
I was thinking about something
to me.
Else.
Yeah, my first
what
time
you
was in the car
of?
In Nevada. That's what I was thinking about, the car in Nevada.
Yeah, we're all over the place here.
Yeah, we really are. I think it might be time to put those magic
was,
words.
He was I think he was a tailor.
We didn't hear them, Vinny. One more time, Vinny.
The end!
Thank you. Thank you.